Welcome to episode one of our podcast, where my story begins and never ends.
Today's readers are Angeline DeCosmo, Izzy Mock, Joe Englehart, and Mrs. McDonald.
Honey, hurry up. You don't want to be late on your birthday.
When I woke up on my 18th birthday, it felt just like any other day. I opened my eyes, cringing at the sunlight piercing through my curtains and burrowed further into the sheets.
Hurry up, Willow. You're going to be late.
What's this for, Mom?
Have you forgotten what today is?
It's not even a big deal, Mom. Finding out when you're going to die isn't exactly the best birthday present.
Come on, hon. Don't you even care a bit?
Not really, Mom. Won't you just pass me the cereal?
Well, fine. Be like that. I do care. So let's see it.
That's when she grabbed my arm and pulled up my sleeve to see my number on my wrist. I wasn't paying attention, secretly nervous, and pretending to be intrigued by my Captain Crunch.
What? That's impossible.
Mom, what?
My mom starts pacing around and around the kitchen island, which is something she only does when something is really bothering her, like when Dad left. Now I'm nervous and annoyed at my mom for not telling me what's so unbelievable. I pull up my sleeve, and that's when I see it.
An infinity sign? Awesome. Doesn't that mean I'm going to, like, live forever or something?
That's never happened before. This must be a mistake.
Whatever, Mom. I'm going to be late. Bye. Love you.
Flash forward to dinner time when things really start to get crazy.
It's okay, Mom. It's probably just a glitch. I'll wake up tomorrow with, like, an 85 or something.
I know, honey. I just worry about you. I've never seen anyone or even heard about anyone with an infinity sign.
Open up or we will.
It's your number. They're looking for you. Go hide. I'll try to hold them off. I love you.
No, I'm not leaving you here with these people.
Go. You can't come back. These people are dangerous.
Just tell them it's a glitch or something and everything will be fine.
I'm afraid it doesn't work like that, sweetie. I'm sorry.
What about you?
Whatever you do, just cooperate. Don't try anything. They don't need you and won't hesitate to get rid of you.
I love you, Mom.
I didn't know where to hide. There was nowhere to go. I barely even knew what was going on. All I knew was that I needed to hide. Now. I run upstairs right as I hear the door break open and my mom scream. I throw open the door to a tiny little closet and crouch down, covering myself with spare towels and sheets that fell. I hold my breath and pray that they didn't hear the sound of my sobs and panting as I try to pull myself together.
Get the body out of here and search the house.
Get the body out of here and search the house. You two, clear those two rooms. You get that one and I'll do the master bedroom and bathroom. You there, see what's behind that little door before we check the basement.
Oh no. I feel the ground shake as the heavy footsteps of the government officer gets close to the door. But the only thing I could think about was the last thing my mom said to me.
Just cooperate and don't try anything. They don't need you and won't hesitate to get rid of you.
What do they even want me for? Guess I'm about to find out.